This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. It's been 4 weeks since the terrorist bombings in London that killed 56 people. Exactly 2 weeks after that, on July 21st, another four bombs partially detonated on the city's public transit system. Today, 2 more weeks have passed, and London is braced for the possibility of another attack. 6,000 police officers have been deployed around the city, including record numbers of transport police and plainclothes officers riding the subways. British police, by the way, are now holding 14 people in connection with the attempted bombings on July 21st. And today, the first man charged in those attacks is scheduled to appear in court. We'll hear more about that in a moment, but we'll start with NPR's Rachel Martin in London. And Rachel, what's the security operation like there?
Well, Steve, all this week, security has been very tight. We've seen occasional helicopters flying overhead and several police boat launches patrolling the Thames River. Today, that security is even tighter. This morning, the air was filled with the hum of helicopters, which is not a normal sound in central London. And there was even a more visible police presence on the streets. Police officials say, as you mentioned, 6,000 police officers have been deployed around the city. That includes 3,000 marksmen and record numbers of plainclothes officers who will be riding the subways. Police say they're not operating on any specific terrorist threat today, but they can't take any risks, and they say they're out to reassure the public and to serve as a kind of deterrent to any potential attackers. So while security ramps up, there are some signs that life is moving on and public transit is getting back to normal. London Transport authorities today resumed full service on the Piccadilly line. That's the subway line that was the worst hit in the July 7th attacks. And even despite the opening of that line, though, there are signs that Londoners and visitors to London may be changing some of their habits. Numbers out today show that tube ridership on the weekends has dropped by 30% since the attacks, and there's been a drop of between 5 and 15% on the weekdays. So some signs that people are still reticent to resume life as normal.
Okay, now on to the investigation here. 14 people in custody, as we said, and a court appearance today for the first man actually charged. What's he charged with?
23-year-old Ismail Abdulrahman is from the Kennington area of South London. He has been charged with withholding key information from the police about the London bombings. As you said, this is the first charge to be made in connection with the investigation into the July 21st attacks. There have been more than 24 arrests in the investigation. Now 14 men remain in custody. That includes 3 men suspected of being the bombers in the July 21st attacks. There's another suspected bomber, Hamdi Issak, who remains in Italy. That man is also known as Hussein Osman in Britain. He was arrested in Rome after fleeing Britain on a Eurostar train through Paris and then on to Italy. Great Britain wants the man returned to England, and they filed an official request for his extradition. Today, an Italian judge set the date for the man's extradition hearing, which will be held August 17th. British authorities are also anxious to question yet another man who's being detained outside of Britain. Harun Rashid Aswat is a British national who's being detained in Zambia and is set to be deported and flown to Britain. This man faces charges in the United States, where he's wanted for allegedly planning to set up a training camp for jihad extremists in Oregon in 1999. But British intelligence officers want to question him about what he knows of the Al-Qaeda network and the possible existence of extreme Islamist groups in the United Kingdom.
Rachel, very briefly here, has there been any sign of a backlash against Muslims as this investigation continues?
Well, yesterday the Metropolitan Police released some numbers that showed a 600% increase in the number of religious hate crimes in London directed at Muslims since the bombings. The government is trying to build bridges with the Muslim community. Top government officials have been traveling around the country this week, attempting to reach out to Muslim community leaders. Just how far those efforts will go towards averting potential terror attacks will be hard to measure.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
That's NPR's Rachel Martin in London.